another episode of Melanin Dads. I have, if not the most specialist person that could join me on my podcast. It's the final boss of any video game. It's the actual final boss of my video game. It's my lovely, smart, sophisticated, savvy entrepreneur herself, Miss Queen Ja. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I was waiting for the cue of India Ivory brown skin.
Yes, it was so many different adjectives I wanted to throw out there for you that I got lost in what I wanted to. There's so many things I could describe you that I couldn't think of all in one sitting. I should have wrote everyone down.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate you.
No problem. So, as you know, I've been really trying to, I think for you, it's really been the hardest as far as, you know, not getting you on here, but thinking of what the best, you know, topic or even discussion that we could discuss that I would feel like will really set the bar, if that makes sense.
Yes. Because, thank you for having me on here, honestly. I feel honored.
As you should, damn it. But I wanted to bring you on here to cap off the season 2 finale. So you're going to be the last person, the final boss of season 2. And, I don't think, any other special person that I could think of other than, the lady of my heart and the mother of, maybe only of one of my kids, but the mother to all of them. The mother of dragons. I usually give like my audience like a backstory, and I feel like our backstory is an amazing backstory. So if you don't mind, I would like to just give my peeps kind of a little history of us.
Oh,
that's okay.
Go ahead, babe. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
Well, you're going to be a part of it too.
You are a part of it. Whenever you give me the floor, do your thing, right. Baby.
Okay. All right. So you start off. Go ahead.
You just said you were going to.
Hey, listen, I did, but I'm a hop in, you know?
I really feel like I want to hear your side, your version first, and then if I need to clean it up or change anything. I feel like that would make it a lot better.
Got you. Great. Thanks for that. You were the actual first person that I genuinely loved as a kid. It's kid love, so it was what it was at the time, but I at the time when we did meet, I don't know, you're somebody that when anybody looks at you, they're already, captivated by your beauty, but that's only skin deep. And, we were kids. Generally loved you. Any kids, sometimes you grow apart, sometimes you don't. We grew apart that time, and life hit. You had a son. I had two sons, and then we came back together like Voltron.
One
day you were just like, hey, I'm cool with going to City Hall. And, my procrastinating ass is like, oh, man, that sounds like the easy way to go. Sure. Great thing. Like, let's go down there. I know I want to marry this girl, because I always had the idea I wanted to be married at, by 30, which I did. But, at the time, you really don't know what it really means to be married until you're actually married. Or you, I guess you have a better sense of it. I don't really know, but You know, it was such an experience, through the process of just, butterflies, going down to City Hall, standing there, not knowing what to say or what to do. And, every thought in my head was like, I really want to make this woman happy. She deserves it. If she's asking me to marry her, then I gotta be the one.
Wait, I asked you.
Well, not, I mean, you didn't get on one knee. Is that what you're saying? No,
I proposed marriage.
huh?
I proposed marriage. I was
Are
the
you?
one with the proposal, you're saying.
Well, I don't know if you're like, I don't know if you raised your hand and said, hey, let's go get married, but I don't know. I know one day we was like, smoking marijuana, and you're like, I really could see myself marrying you. I said, me too. And then you said, well, we could go to City Hall.
What?
And I said,
Like,
yeah, I mean,
man,
if you want to get me,
that's your story. Come on. Just been
if you
I'm
want to
sorry
give,
for interrupting.
if you want to give me the credit, sure. But yeah, so that was kind of like the backstory. Then we went to Yerkes, got married. It was besides Juju. Now, prior to Jubilee being born, this was definitely the icing on the cake. But this is. Marrying you has been the second most life-changing and beautiful event that's ever happened in the entirety of my life.
Oh, I'm grateful.
Besides our daughter, and you can see why that tops it.
Oh yeah, I don't mind about that. That doesn't
All
faze
right, cool.
me. Yeah, it sounds like a lovely love story.
All right, what you gotta say, Stephen King?
No, I mean, that's basically like the gist of it. I mean, I always tell people that you were my first, I guess, quote unquote, boyfriend that I could acknowledge, that I could, come to my parents and, or the elders in my family and say, hey, I have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Because before then, anybody that I had, I wasn't able to be like, oh, I have a boyfriend, whether I was sneaking on the phone talking to them or whatever the case may be. But you were the one that was allowed to come in and sit on the first one that was allowed to come in the house, that was allowed to sit on the couch, that was allowed, you know what I mean? I was able to go out on actual dates, even, if it was to Red Lobster, because that was our date.
Yeah.
Red Lobster
Shout out to Raptor in
was
Springfield, RIP.
our dating place. But at that time, I was 16, you were 17, we were in high school together. I was just coming through, puberty or whatever the case may be. So I feel like I was in the place of finding my maturity. We were kids, but you have
Right.
always had a sense of, I guess, like by the book, or I don't know if that's the w word I'm looking for, but you were a little more serious at that time than I was. So it was like boyfriend, I guess boyfriend didn't really settle to me where it was boyfriend, like, you know what I mean? So, I wasn't really, you were looking at forever at 17. And
Shall even
I was looking at, hey, I have a boyfriend, we're having fun, So I was at a different, we were at two different places, you know what I mean? Even though we had similar life styles, life aspects, life journeys that we had kind of been on, it was like we were at two different points at that time. So I wanted you to go on and, free your wings because at that point I was too immature and I didn't want my immaturity to take a hold of you and, turn you into something that you weren't meant to be. So at 16 and 17, 17, 18, whatever the case may be, we parted ways. And I always wished you the best. I've always wished that you would come into this beautiful woman that would give you all of your heart's desires because you deserved it. You were such a great person. You were such a great man. And, I remember, I tell people this all the time, or tell you, I was in Burlington Coal Factory with my cousin about 3 years later, and then I saw you walking with Jaden's mom, who's our oldest, and she was pregnant. I was like, oh my gosh, Julian, he found someone and they're having a family. I was just so excited, creeping through the clothes racks. That made me feel good because I felt like, you had found somebody who, you loved enough to, share that world, your world with, to bring your life into this world. It was a really good feeling seeing you like that. But the funny part is that I've never, through all those years, even with us staying connected, whether it was through social media or whatever the case may be, I've never in my mind envisioned us together again. It was always like, oh, Julian, I wish him the best, never like, oh, me and Julian, we could be a thing, or I wonder what life would have been like if I would have stayed with Julian. But the funny part is that who you were to me then, or who you showed me, or what you showed me then, was always a requirement that I have, was always the standard. I never went below that standard of what I expected to be treated like, or how I expected to be loved, how I expected to be honored. I never went below that platform. So it was kind of like you set the standard for what I expected, my love to be, so. But I never was like, oh, Julian, it's gonna be Julian or whatever it may be. And it's funny that, 12 years later, 3 kids, 12 years and 3 kids later, we ended up connecting back together. Even after, I would see you out on the street, and one time I gave you a ride, and it was just always like, oh my gosh, Julian, hey, Julian, oh, it's Julian. We a Landmark. Hey, Julian, stopping through for some drinks, but it was never like, oh my gosh, me and Julian, we could live happily ever after. And then it was like one day, I don't even know if we had exchanged numbers recently or if we had talked recently. I don't know what made me reach out to you this particular day. I don't.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't know what in my mind. And be like, I don't know if it was the area I was in or what. And I was like, I wonder what Julian is doing. And then I called and you told me that you were home and you weren't doing anything. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna stop by. And I told you I'd be there in 15 minutes. And we pulled up at the same time because you were not home. I don't know where you were, but you wasn't home, but you made it home to meet me
I
there.
spent my own.
And that yeah, that was it, 'cause that was literally the end all be all. That we were
We was hanging out since that
literally,
day.
since that day, it was like literally. I mean, hanging out every day, every other day. I mean, 'cause we gave us each other a lot of space, even, though we were hanging out heavier or talking, or we decided that we were going to date. And then we decided that we were going to introduce the children to each other. And then we decided that, as Julian say, I decided, hey, let's get married. And even though I never wanted to be married, never thought about marriage, I remember us having conversations about marriage, and it was like I could see myself marrying you and living the rest of my life with you. You were the only person that I actually had a, you know, cross-examination of actually marrying. So it was funny. But I don't remember pushing the, you know, whatever, the marriage. But, the you button, know, it doesn't right? matter. You know, 5 years.
Oh, I'll edit that part out. No problem.
It's fine. 5 years later, you know, because you the catch. You know, it neither here nor there. 5 years later, you know, we here. So.
Nah, you the catch, you know, and just kind of piggybacking some of the things that you were saying, you know, that time when you was at Landmark, that was like a period where I really felt like that was the first time that I've been able to think and be alone and have to, you know, just, you know, care and worry about myself. And I'm pretty sure you know what that feels like, and you know how important that is for your mental, you know. And I don't think I've ever given myself that time until that particular period to be able to, you know, just get up, go to the gym, go to the market by myself, just think about what I'm getting for myself, go to the movies by myself, you know, really spend time by myself. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, you know, I was somebody that was always in your inbox, you know, because I, you know, regardless of whatever situation, relationship I was in, you know, I've always felt like, you know, even when the days where you used to go up to movie theater, when I used to work there and come watch a movie, I just was always naturally gravitated towards, you know, the person that you were. Not just your beauty, because, you know, I think that goes without saying.
It's my booty.
How
it's
beautiful
okay.
you are. I didn't say booty. You know I can't talk correctly. I didn't say your booty, but that is included as well, too. I'm referring to your beauty, not your booty, okay? So, it, you know, it's to say that, you know, that was just naturally there. Like, that's the thing that's going to, you know, you're going to be captivated by is, you know, the way you look. But as you get to know the person that is behind that, there's so much beauty to it. And I feel like regardless of we talk for a day or 3 years or whatever case may be, I still felt like, you know, that I was just around you because I was, you know, I was attracted to your sexiness, you know, so.
Oh, so you was using me because I was sexy, is what you're saying.
Well, I wasn't getting no ass from you, so, you know. I was just saying, I don't know, even as a kid, I think about how I was as a kid. Like, I grew up just like you, always having to take care of our siblings. So that's all that, you know, even you see now how we take care of each other is just a natural way of how that is embedded in us, is ingrained into us. We were talking about your nephew yesterday and just, you know, we were talking about how he was, and you were saying like, it's just natural that when you have to grow up young, you're just a caring person, you know, yeah, we see how it is with our kids, you know, so we were just talking about that. But I always enjoy seeing your face when I brought you something, or when I had the money to go and frivolously go and splurge my girl, you know, because I really enjoyed doing those things for you and seeing your face and, you know, you giving me hugs and stuff like that. And you know, that always stuck with me, just seeing the light that was shining in your face. And, you know, even, you know, sometimes now, you know, X amount of years later, and I see that look in your eyes and I see how you look to me, it just reminds me of those times where we didn't have, you know, we had stress because of our, you know, living situations, but it was just us. And I feel like those times where we do look into each other's eyes and we it just reminds me of those times where it just was right. us, you know?
Oh, the days.
So, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so I was thinking, if it was okay with you, that, you know, since our life is not only a ongoing, you know, saga, and there's so many things to talk about, I was thinking, like, maybe we could do a day where it's just a day dedicated to what we're doing now, just me and you, and we could just take chapters, because look, we're already doing that. Right. We already did a half an hour.
That's fine. It could be a part.
And I think there's so many things that we could talk about that we'll just get mumbled and lost if we just try to rush it.
I agree.
And I really think that, you know, people, especially Black people, need to understand how important and how serious marriage is, and how serious it is with Black people.
Right. And also just really understanding, you know, like yourself, and you know what I mean, what you can take on, what you can't take on, what is for you, what isn't for you, and really preparing ourselves. I mean, I don't ever think that we could ever be 100% prepared for anything in life, but you know, you have to study, you know, test before you take it, you know what I mean? Or 9 times out of 10, you're liable to fail. So, just really, when you manifest, just really preparing yourself for what you are manifesting, because no one cannot tell me that I did not manifest being married and being married to you. But the thing is that I, as much as I could have thought that I was prepared, I wasn't prepared for marriage 100%. And, you know, that comes with consequences and lessons along the way. And, you know, it's either you go back and you study and, you know, be able to pass the next test, or, you know, you, I guess you sign up for a new job. You have to get trained in order to, you know, be good at that job. So, you know, it takes time, patience, you know, with even learning yourself, you know, time, patience, compassion, grace, you know, because we're unlearning a lot of things. And that's what I'm trying to grasp now with my children, so they don't have to unlearn, you know, the things that I've had to unlearn and that I'm still unlearning in order to reach my highest self, my highest potential, or, you know, to, you know, really be in this world and sowing seeds that are actually, you know, producing fruit. So, you know,
that's huge, hon. And, you know, you always talk about setting bars. And I know one thing, if there was ever, you know, a time where we just, you know, we didn't make it, you know, definitely when you talk about setting the bars, I don't think there would be nobody that would be able to, they would definitely have to meet your standards or higher, as far as what it means to be, you know, with a Black
man. I don't think, you know, if the universe were to lay the cards in that order, I don't think the universe would, you know, gift you anyone that would be anything less, you know? So I don't think that would be a worry.
Yeah. But it's crazy, because I look at, you know, not only our growth individually, but as, you know, a unit. And, you know, what you were saying earlier about just, you know, where you said you wasn't prepared, you thought you were, but you weren't. And, you know, I feel like a lot of, you know, include myself too, you know, us as, you know, men, black men, you know, have to understand that, you know, it's not always like you always used to tell me, Julie, it's not always going to be roses and dandies and you know, and for a very long time. And, you know, we talk about consequences and, you know, I feel like, you know, especially earlier in our marriage, you know, I feel like if I was more supportive of, you know, your, you know, what you were saying about being unprepared and trying to figure it out, you know, as you go and, you know, you're contradicting your decisions and, you know, is this a better decision? I'm going from, you know, dose to, you know, quadruple people. And, you know, you never really think about really what the other person is thinking and going through. But you know, that where their heart is. And, you know, I feel like, you know, early in our marriage, I lost sight of where your heart was. And, you know, now I do understand that, you know that. And, you know, if things were different and that same situation happened, you know, the outcome wouldn't be the same,
I
you
mean,
know.
but we can't necessarily, we don't know, we, you know what I mean? All we know is that you played the hand, and you know what I mean? You played the hand with the cards that you are dealt. So, you know what I mean? And our first year of marriage, we were dealt, you know, a very tough hand. So it's like we can't really say what, you know, life or marriage would be like if we was dealt a different hand. You know what I mean? We
True.
played the hand, and 5 years later, you
Yeah, because
know.
that first year is when my mom died. That first year it was when my mom died, and you know,
Right.
that was tough. And that was tough still. You know, I was only thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about, you know, I got this lady who had, you know, has these expectations of me. I've given her these expectations and I'm crumbling, you know, because I
But
don't know
who
how to deal with
also knows
this. And
what happened if, you know what I mean, those same cards were dealt and, you know, we weren't together. So who knows? You know.
right, because it's a lot of who knows, and it's a lot of things that could have shifted and not have been what it was, you know, during that time, you know.
The thing is that once you're dealt the cards, you have to play the hand.
Sure. It's good that you was able to free your schedule, you know, due to our lovely daughter being taken away from us. And going to Houston, how does that
It
make you
makes me
feel?
feel grateful because I'm tired. I wanted to say I'm a mother flipping tired, but I ain't gonna say it, but I'm tired. You know, and I'm thankful that at this day and age, 33 years old with a 2-year-old toddler, 33 and 35, you know, with a 2-year-old for a toddler, that I have a mom that's in the space that she's in, mentally, physically, emotionally, hopefully spiritually.
I think your mom's growth and her story is
Right.
a testament
So
by
I'm
itself,
thankful to
you
have
know.
her in the space that she's in, to where she can take our child, and I am mentally okay. And you know what I mean? I can let my hair down and know that my child is all right, you know, because I didn't have that when AJ was a baby, or when AJ was a toddler, you know, because, you know, my mom watched JJ when he was first born for a little bit, but that really releasing my mind and letting my hair down, none of that, none of those feelings were there then. So I'm
yeah, because right. You had to be on so alert all the time still.
I have that now, and, you know, we have our boundaries, and my mom respects, you know, those boundaries and, you know, the love and, you know, the communication and, you know, the healing journey has begun. So I'm grateful.
That's good. I'm so happy that, you know, you had the opportunity to, you know, work on and you know, she's pristine, you know, relationship with your, you know, right. Only living parent, you know, that's huge. Dang, yo, that girl's so lucky, man. She just has so many people.
She's
that care
a very
about her.
Lucky girl.
Don't go home to mama. So I was thinking, well, usually your schedules, you know, your schedules during the end, I'm not sure how your schedule is going to be now with Juju being gone, but now we have the
freedom
to do it whenever we want, really. Yeah. You know, and another thing is I wanted to be more comfortable with just talking to you on this type of platform where it's open. You know, because, you know, I don't know, like when it comes to you and just our, I don't know. I feel like if I care more about, the image I'm trying to, maybe you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, like your image, you know, like when you see a politician, they have a certain image, you know, I never really thought about that 5 years ago. And I never asked myself the question of what I wanted my image to be when it came to my family and when it came to you. You know, I didn't really start asking myself that until 4 years later, you know. But I also learned that, you know, when I got married to you, that, you know, every day should be a refresh. And I really tried to just think about that, you know.
Ooh, look at you getting your superpowers.
No, because I rather focus on loving you. I rather focus on, you know, just loving you and you know, I feel like when you're angry at, if I feel some type of way about something or angry about something, you could, of course, you could feel it. You're gonna call my bluff on it, like you do, but it just doesn't help with my image. It doesn't help with my ability to love you any better. If, you know, so I really tried to remember this.
I mean, well, that's life, because I'm human. With everything, but, you know, even with not being in, you know what I mean, I guess a platonic relationship, you know, that goes for all relationships, the relationship we have with ourselves, you know, the relationships we have with our partners, yep. The relationships we have with our friends, you know, that's every, you know, that's, and that's just with just enlightenment and, you know, growing and learning and loving and communicating.
Yeah. And yo, when hearing those things, like when you say those things like that, it just brings a warm feeling to my tummy.
To your tummy, mommy.
I think because it's just the right things to say. You know, it's the right things to, you know, help somebody get
it's
to
cliche,
that next stage,
but the thing, you know, is that, you know, it's cliche because it's factual. I guess it's the truth. I feel like all things are really in plain sight. And it's not really a math problem that needs to be solved, an algebra problem, you know what I mean? It's really just 2 plus 2.
equals four.
You always make it sound easy, but then I'll still be sitting there in the corner trying to put a square in the circle.
Well, that's why God, the universe, the higher power gives us the opportunity daily, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Daily. Daily is the thing. So I'm not going to hold up too much of your day. I know you got a lot of things scheduled today. So come on, just go along with me.
No, I ain't about to get up on out of here, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to ask you where you're going after, okay? Off the record, okay? So I was thinking maybe we can put out Wednesday and it'll just be like, you know, 25 minutes. I feel like this should have been a bigger one because this is like the origin. You know, this is, you know, how two amazing broken people came together, you know, to, you know, not only find their own identities, you know, but also the identity of their family, you know, because I feel like that's any successful story of a unity is, you know, the what the identity is of your family. And
that's the identity that I'm going with that narrative no more. I was not broken. That was the eyes that I was looking for. Oh,
I get what you're saying. That makes that actually makes a lot of sense. Like it's just, I guess what you're saying is the same perception or my product perception of your environment, and you know you yeah. think that's all you see or you know, and you don't know any difference. You know,
right?
Kind of like the rose that came through the concrete, what Jay-Z said.
Hold up.
Before you go, I just wanted to kind of list off, you know, some of the accomplishments that that you have. That, you know, I've you know, been able to see with my own, you know, two ocular, you know, lenses. But first, I just want to give a shout out to, you're the first person I've ever met or known in life where your brand is your brand, your image is your image, and you don't talk shit. You actually show it through your work. And I mean that being, you know, the most talented natural hairstylist I've ever known in life. I'm not just saying that because I'm married to you, but I just want to really give you props for being that shit.
Thank you very much.
So my wife, if anybody does not know, has her own natural hair. She's a natural hairstylist going on how many years now?
12 years.
Yep. That's how long Rita Repulsa was in the capsule.
2009 is the year that I graduated from hair school. I got into natural hair in 2008.
So,
and I've been in the salon since I was 16, but it wasn't a natural hair salon. My first natural hair salon was 2008.
So did you like, well, you know what? Matter of fact, we're not even going to talk about that. That's a whole other segment. Okay. Because we could talk for another hour and 50 minutes. And before I know, I'll be looking at you while still having this conversation.
Right. By walking through the
house.
Right.
Right. So I just wanted to thank you for being a, you know, allowing me to finally catch up to you and have this much needed, you know, conversation.
Thank you for allowing the universe to do its thing instead of, you know what I mean? Because we've tried to have this sit down many times and, you know, the universe just didn't allow. So I thank you for letting the universe bring us together to do this episode, and hopefully it resonates, even though it wasn't really, you know, about much that people may feel like has a sound basis. But on to the next one.
Nope. This goes perfect with what this platform is about. This is, you know, yeah, you know, it's about encouraging and building up and uplifting and, you know, Black men in the community, fathers, but, you know, any successful man has a successful, you know, Black woman with him as well, too. And, you know, I wouldn't be as confident and wouldn't have even thought about elevating my mind to another level if it wasn't for, you know, you and the pressure that you put on me to just want to be a better person. You know, I know that a long time ago, if I still had that same mindset that I had when we first got together, that I would have been left in the dust a long time ago. And that's not a bad thing. That just shows that the level of upgrade that you have resonated just has allowed me to see that. And, you know, that's the one thing. If you're going to be jealous of your woman, if you're going to be envious of your woman, if you're going to be, you know, non-supportive. And we talked about all the time about how not supportive I've been of, you know, your craft and, you know, your business and, you know, your ability to feed us, that, you know, allowed me to take my head out my ass to realize, like, okay, I got to do a better job of uplifting and supporting, you know, even if it's not, you know, resonated, or even if it's not, you know, said thank you, you know, that has nothing to do with just supporting your partner. We shouldn't look for nothing in return to do that. And, you know, I had to learn that from you. And, you know, it's something that I slip on from time to time, but I also remember that I have to do better in that. So I feel like if I'm remembering it, if I'm thinking about it, I must be doing a better job. And I try not to get so hard on myself about dropping the ball there. But, you know, again, you're human, you know, but.
That's why we all have a chance acknowledge. First, communicate, you know, because unless we're psychic, you know, we know most of us are, but all of us do not have that ability, you know, to remind. And, you know, so, well, until we tap into that realm, you know, I should say all of us have not reached that, you know, that part of our, you know, higher self, quote unquote. But that's why we all, again, have a chance to, you know, acknowledge. And, you know, once you have the information, it's our responsibility to apply it. Or not, you know, and once we do that, you know, the cards fall where they may. So, you know, we all have a responsibility, because it's an action to every reaction, and even non-reaction still, you know, the energy, you know, will still require a reaction, you know, because we think that if we're not moving or saying anything, that it's going to, you know, that's not a reaction. But, you know, everything, you know, science, you know, energy, everything, you know, even without a saying it, things are still being said, you know what I mean? So we just have to, you know, really be mindful and really, you know, take control of that and really, you know, just do the work. We got to do the work, you know? So I'm thankful for you, you know, doing the work, you know. I'm thankful for you allowing this space and this opportunity, you know, to get the work done, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, just be thankful for, you know, you're at the podcast now, for the now. The power of now really, you know, is something that we really have to hone in on, the power of now, because we have no control over the past and we have no control over the future. But what we do have control over is the power of now, you know, this moment, this breath that we're taking, you know, the word that we're saying, the thoughts that we're thinking. So as long as we have the space and opportunity for those things, you know, it's just that we have to just, you know, make do with it. So, yeah. Thank you for this platform, whether it's for me, for him, for her, for she, for them. You know, it's here and the universe is allowing you the space and opportunity. So we just have to take advantage and, you know, be thankful for the moments that we are granted.
I really appreciate your insight today, and it really it set my mood for the rest of the afternoon. You know, so yeah, so we're gonna cut a track for next week. And we're just gonna make it. We're gonna, you know, try to do it every week if possible. If not, it'll be every other week. You know, whatever happens is gonna happen. You know, so if you have anything else from all the next week our topic is gonna be definitely on that the dynamics of just raising a household. You know, okay. Especially a blended family. And, you know, talking about just what it means to really be a family, you know, and, you know, through our gripes that we have, you know, I really feel like we are really a good, fun household who we've already started the chains of the generational curse breaking. So I just wanted to say thank you for hopping on today, taking an hour of your day today to, you know, talk to, you know, me.
Namaste.
And we're going to get this popping next week.
Mm-hmm.
Namaste all day, baby. Thank you, everyone, for hopping on another episode of Melanin Dads. You can check out my wife.
My Instagram handle is Miss J Natural Hands at Natural Hands, NaturalHands. Facebook, I'm under Natural Hands. If you care to get the non-business side of me, I am on Instagram. That's where I display my yoga, my family, a little bit of ratchetness. That's at Basic Mover, BASICMUVA. And that's open. My Facebook is private, so you guys will not have access to that. Sorry.
So for a second, I thought you were sponsoring somebody else. So I was like, wait a minute, you got to look this up. All right, well, thank you for everybody joining me on another episode of Melanin Dads.
No problem.
Thanks again, wife. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Love you. I'll see you in a couple hours.